I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back. It's a happy birthday. Thelonious Monk, born on this day in 1917, round about midnight. Thelonious Monk, one of the great geniuses of our time when it comes to music and more, really. And before we jump into our conversation, I'll remind you that you listen to the Mark Steiner Show here on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. And support for WEAA is provided by ExxonMobil Fuels. More information available at fuelingconnections.com. And we're also reminding you, we have a fundraiser drive coming up. WEAA's fall membership drive begins October the 12th. That's Monday. October the 12th through October the 20th. And then we are in need of pledge room volunteers for this program, for all of our other programs. So when you have the time of day to join us, please do. October 12th is Saturday. Thank you very much. I have always been calendrically challenged. October 12th is Saturday. So from this Saturday through the 20th, our pledge drive is on. We need your help to volunteer to help us get through the drive and make as much money as we can. For WEAA to volunteer, call 443-885-2075. That's 443-885-2075, or go over to weaa.org. The other day we had a, one might call it a knockdown, drag-out fight over the Affordable Health Care Act and what it meant from all perspectives, given the horrendous government shutdown that we are facing here in the United States now. But out of that, we said what we need to do is really understand in a way that is, for the most part, nonpartisan. It is nonpartisan in this room at the moment, I think, about the Affordable Health Care Act and how you take advantage of it. What does it mean? How does it affect you? How do you get in? We've heard all the stories about the computers being down, only several hundred people being able to get through, and well over 100,000 people trying to log in and figure out what's going on. So what does it mean for those of you without health care insurance and how you participate in this? We're going to try to answer your questions today. So join us here at 410-319-8888. Bring your experiences to the airwaves, 410-319-8888. Write to us here at steinershow at gmail.com. You can tweet me during the show at Mark Steiner or log onto our Facebook pages, which I will check out in a minute, 410-319-8888. We are joined here in studio by Kathy Westcoat, who is president and CEO of Healthcare Access Maryland, and Lauren Honeycutt, navigator with Healthcare Access Maryland, helps enroll people in the new healthcare system. And Matthew Celentano joins us once again, Deputy Director of Healthcare for All. And Kathy, Lauren, Matthew, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Join us here, 410-319-8888. Please, this is your time to get your questions answered. 410-319-8888. We'll cover it all from whether you're on Medicaid, Medicare, looking for get on Medicaid to questions of what happens if you don't have a job and need access health care, 410-319-8888, or if you do and you don't have enough money from your job, or if you don't have health care in your job, how do you get this health care now? 410-319-8888. So where are we with the computers? At the last we've read and heard, they've crashed, they weren't back up. You still have, 300 and some people were able to get through, but like 100 and how many thousand could not get through?
Yeah, so there have been lots of
Kathy, lots of
unexpected bottlenecks, I think, just from the sheer volume of people trying to get into the system. So on the good side, that means that there's lots of people who are interested in finding out what affordable care options there are for them. But on the downside, there's lots of people trying to get in at once. But the message that we're really trying to convey and get out there is open enrollment extends through March 31st. So if you can't do it today or tomorrow or even next week, you still have plenty of time to get onto the website.
So what does the October 17th deadline mean then? I thought it was an October 17th deadline when it came to applying for health care.
No. There's actually a December 15th deadline for Medicaid. Medicaid, just to clarify, has open enrollment year-round. But if you wanted to get full Medicaid benefits by January, you do need to apply by the middle of December. But for the qualified health plan side, open enrollment extends through March 31st of 2014. So there really is plenty of time for people to go in.
Why are the glitches so deep? Was it that we were really not prepared for the volume that the shutdown has to do with it? I mean, what were the reasons why Maryland's not the only place in the country? I mean, places all over the country are not prepared, it seems, for the volume of callers that came in to find health care because they have none. So what do we think happened?
Technically, I can't speak to a great extent about why the issues have been so deep. But from what I'm hearing from, you know, we are in regular communication with the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange on a daily basis. And it just appears that because of sheer volume, because of some system glitches with verification systems, such as verifying citizenship or income, has created some delays and bottlenecks. But outside of that, I can't really speak to the specific glitches or the technicalities around the issues. And I don't know if, Lauren, you want to add something.
Well, I will say that I have been using the system since day one, since October the 1st. And every day it gets faster and faster and more user-friendly and easier to use. So all I can say is just be patient, and as they fix things, things will become even easier. And people are quite amazed now at the speed at which they're finding out what coverage is available to them.
And it's interesting. Lauren's not really had many issues with the system. She's been very successful in enrolling lots of people. So
that's true. I pre-enrolled four people for Medicaid yesterday. And the system has been very smooth and very easy. It's been quite wonderful.
So I want to get to the phone, Shannon. I think it says the name is – I can't quite read the name on my screen. That's why I've been trying to write my producers across the class there. But we'll get to these calls at 410-319-8888.
Mark, do you mind if I chime in? Because I really agree with what Kathy and Lauren have been saying.
I'm not surprised.
I really think there have been over 13,000 accounts already created and over 175,000 unique website visits. There are 1,000 paper applications in the pipeline. So what this shows us is that there is extreme demand. I mean, there are kinks, yes, but over the long haul, it's going to work out. It's, you know, like Kathy said, if you want coverage on January 1, you don't have to sign up for anything until December 15th. So it's kind of like buying a car. You wouldn't go into a dealership and just buy the first car you saw. You shop around and you find what's best for your family. And we think that's the exact same thing with the new health coverage options.
So let's go to the phones here. Folks, let's try to answer your questions here, and I also have some questions to help answer your questions as well. 410-319-8888 is the number here. Write to us at steinershow@gmail.com. Let me check on our Facebook pages. Tweet us at Mark Steiner. Your questions about health care and coverage and how you get it, 410-319-8888. Meredith, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Hi, Meredith. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Listen, I do not have health care insurance at all. But however, I was told I get Social Security disability, and I was told my Medicaid, or I forgot what program it was, I'll be eligible for it in February. So if I apply for the health care benefits now, would that affect my Medicare that I'm eligible for in February?
Well, Meredith, don't hang up, because let the people answer your question, and maybe they may have a question for you. Lauren, did you want to?
Well, If you're eligible for Medicaid, the best thing to do would be to – well, if you are you still waiting for your disability to go through?
No, I get Social Security disability. I just don't – they say my Medicaid or whatever it is will not be eligible for it until February of 2014.
Interesting.
So you have Medicaid, not Medicare. Is that correct?
I don't have any health care.
You don't have anything. So I think the best thing for you to do would be to talk to one of our navigators who can really take in lots of your information and help understand your situation a little bit better, because I'm not sure, given your disability, what you might be eligible for. So, but if you're on Medicare, this does not apply to anybody on Medicare.
But she said she wasn't on anything.
Yeah. I think it would be best for you to give us a call where we can look at your information and your new.
Because what you're saying, she's
situation.
On SSI disability, right, Meredith?
Yeah.
But has no other health care beyond that.
Yeah.
That's what makes me think that.
Are you in the waiting? Did you have a 2-year wait?
Yes. Okay. Up on in February of 2014.
Okay, so
I'm thinking if I do this this health care thing, would that bother my Medicaid? I don't know what to do.
No, it will not impact. You're already in queue for Medicaid, is what it sounds like, because there is that 2-year wait. Sounds like you're already in queue, so that will not be impacted. Everything will move forward.
Okay, so go ahead and apply. Is that what you're saying?
No, you do not need to apply. It sounds like you're already in queue for Medicaid. But just to be double sure, please call our agency so we can look at your case online just figure out
where
you
number?
Are. Lauren, were you ever? It's 410-649-0521.
649-0521. Okay.
Great.
All right, thank you.
Take care, Meredith. And we'll put that on our website, 410-649-0529. The number here is 410-319-8888 to have your questions answered. 410-319-8888, because it's a very confusing process, because I've also read that there were some companies online, private companies, trying to pass themselves off in some ways as Maryland Health Connections, which is the official agency that is overseeing all this, correct?
Yes, I've heard that there was a group calling people stating that – I forget the name of the agency they said they were, but I've heard a little bit of this going on right now.
So now tell me – the confusing part for a lot of people is what these healthcare plans cover and how much they cost.
Well, it depends. The coverage they have – now, according to the Affordable Care Act, all of the essential health benefits have to be covered, including – prescriptions, hospital visits, doctor visits, maternity care, and things of that sort. How much they cost all depends on your income and the plan in general.
And including pediatric dental, which is a huge thing after the Diamante driver tragedy of a couple years ago.
So what do you mean including? Does that mean every plan has to include it?
Yes. For children, dental has to be included in the plan.
But not for adults?
Correct.
Just to be clear.
Yes.
Just for children?
Yes.
Yep.
But what about the varying costs of? I mean, because how do people judge what to pay? I mean, you have these levels that are based on some kind of
So there's the
metal alloys, right?
there's the metal system. So it really is dependent upon the individual and their unique healthcare needs. So the way to look at it is the bronze plan, for instance, has lower monthly premiums but higher out-of-pocket costs, and as you go up to the higher metal levels, for instance, the platinum level is higher monthly premiums but less out-of-pocket costs. So that platinum plan may be best for somebody who has lots of healthcare needs that see the doctor frequently or regularly or have a chronic health condition, whereas a bronze level plan might be more geared for somebody who has who's a young adult who doesn't have that many healthcare needs, who rarely goes to the doctor. So it really depends on the individual. But along with that, your income is incredibly important when you're trying to determine which plan to select, because individuals between 100% and 400% of federal poverty level qualify for federal subsidies, which lower your monthly premium cost. So it's very hard to say, you know, X plan costs this amount a month, because we need to know that person's income, what level of subsidy they qualify for. And that is why the web portal is so incredibly important, because it backs up to all those systems and helps us determine what level of subsidy somebody could be eligible for.
So I'm going to come back to that, and also the number of people can call. Is it the number 1-877-223-5201?
That's the best way. The prior number I gave you is our agency number, but I would prefer that you do that.
The 800 number.
The 800
or go
number.
To the website.
Thank you so much for catching that.
Thank you.
And Mark, there's also the hotline number for the Maryland Health Connection, which is 855-642-8572, so folks can get some help.
Right. We've got both those numbers here, and we'll put those on our website.
Great.
Awesome.
Let's go to our phones at 410-319-8888. Marie, you're on the air. Hi, Marie. You're on the air. Welcome. Marie, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Marie.
I would like to ask a question. Someone who's working part-time, what kind of insurance can they get when they can't find another job, but they need health insurance?
That's a good question. Great question.
Well, as all of this is income-based, that there are options for people with any amount of income coming in, whether it be none, whether it be tens of thousands of dollars. So if you are if you work part-time, then we would input your current income into the system and see what you would be eligible for. And because if you do make rather little, there's a good chance that you would be able to have some help from the government for paying for it.
And just to give you an example, for full Medicaid, if you are a single adult earning $32,000 or yes per year, you could qualify for free health insurance through the expanded Medicaid program. If you're above that level, you could qualify for a product likely on the health insurance exchange with a subsidy.
So if Maria or anybody, I'm not saying Maria, you're doing this, but if Maria was making less than $32,000 a year and she's living by herself, she's a single payer, mm-hmm. I mean, single person. Mm-hmm.
It's $15,000 a year for a single individual. It's $32,000 a year for a family of four.
So if you make $16,000 a year, what do you do? Or $20,000?
Well, if that's the case, then you can either go onto the website, call our call center, or mm-hmm. meet with one of us. And once we input your income into the system, it will come up that you are eligible for Medicaid, and then we can go through with you all of the different managed care organizations.
And Mark, it's important to know that, you know, for folks in that income bracket, there are going to be significant subsidies through taxes to help folks pay for the premiums that will be on the Maryland Health Connection, the exchange, whatever you want to call it.
Through taxes, it's not so you don't have less money you have to pay out of your pocket.
Correct, but they will it will be given to you before you actually have to pay it, and it will come out of your taxes later. Mm-hmm. So there's significant subsidies to help people afford health care that they've never been able to afford before.
Maria, does that answer your question?
Oh, wait, when a person can get that insurance for the Medicaid.
Well, you can apply at any time for Medicaid, but I would suggest that you give our call center a number, and we can help you walk through the process and determine what you're eligible for.
And call the superstars at Healthcare Access Maryland.
So the number is 877-223-5201.
877-223-5201.
Give us a call right now. We have people waiting to answer the phone.
Let's go back. Thank you so much. Good luck with that, Marie. 410-319-8888. I'm glad we can answer your question. Your question can be answered here today about what you can expect, what you have to go through to get insurance through the Affordable Health Care Act. Now it's being implemented here since we have a government that actually is going to use it. 410-319-8888. Pamela, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Pamela.
Yes, I'd like to know. I collect Social Security disability. I do have Medicare, but I don't have dental insurance.
Okay.
With the Affordable Health Care Act, will I be eligible for, will I qualify for dental care?
Actually, no. Your Medicare will stay exactly the same. However, on the exchange, there are about 10 different dental programs that are available, so you could purchase one of those on your own, but it would be your own out-of-pocket costs, and Medicare will not cover that.
Okay, thank you.
But there are some reasonable products on the website, so I encourage you to take a look.
Yeah, there's several things Medicare doesn't cover for people who are getting older that make no sense to me whatsoever. They don't cover hearing aids. They don't cover dental. I don't quite understand it. But anyway, 410-319-8888 is the number here. But what about the sense of what the costs are for people and what they cover? Because my understanding is that the more money that you have to spend on any of these policies, what you have out there right now is what you call a marketplace. There are like X number of companies that are offering health care, and then your job is to help people wade through those policies.
Correct.
And to make a decision which one they should buy.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And for clarity, there are 4 insurance companies and 45 plans on the marketplace right now. Mm-hmm. But Lauren is one of the individuals, one of our 107 individuals are helping people sort through it all.
So if you had a doctor that you like, you may not be able to keep that doctor if you can only afford a certain plan, right?
Possibly, but we do our best to try to, because there are so many options out there, we do try to find the best plan and hope that you can keep your doctor. And if not, then help you find a plan that would have another doctor in your area or another very well-qualified doctor for you to see.
You can see.
And Mark, this goes back to the, you know, what I was saying about patience and the no rushing earlier is we want folks to shop around. So, for example, my 20-year-old or 20-month-old daughter has a Maryland Health Connection account, and we found out that she could keep her pediatrician. So folks just need to look around, and it took me a little bit of time, but if folks want to have that continuity of care in their lives, keep the doctors they love, they're probably going to be able to.
Yesterday, I was meeting with a woman who had several doctors that she sees regularly, and what we did, she was eligible for Medicaid, and what we did was we checked in with the doctors, and that was the best way to be able to parse down which plans she wanted and figure out the best one for her.
So, if what's the estimate of how many people are going to be will be taking advantage of this in terms of Medicaid and in terms of the uninsured? What are we, how many hundreds of thousands of people in the state of Maryland will be looking at?
So the estimates for 2000. I'm sorry, Matt. The estimates for 2014 are 100,000 people are expected to enroll in Medicaid and 180,000 for the exchanges.
And I would like to add just to that. Kathy was a huge superstar with us back in 2007 and 2008 when the state expanded the Medicaid program. And the state said we would probably only be able to enroll 25,000 people in the first year. And with partnerships with, like, the Washington Redskins and the Baltimore Ravens, which Kathy and I will say was pretty cool, 100,000 people enrolled in the first year. So it's not just getting the websites going and the call centers going, but getting the word out. We need to talk to our neighbors and let them know that they might have options that never existed before.
But and just to be kind of realistic about something, when you said you're one of 107,
yes,
and you have all, like maybe 200 some thousand people who might have to take advantage of this, so there's going to be kind of a wait if everybody's trying to call in, right?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's lots of people who would prefer to work on their own, go to the web portal on their own, and not have the use of a navigator or an assister. So we do expect many people will sign up for benefits on their own without navigator assistance.
And Kathy, correct me if I'm wrong, but across the state, there's like 300 people on the ground so far.
Yes. So let me clarify. So when I say 107, that's for the central region, which is because we're the connector for the central region, which is Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and Anne Arundel County. There's about 220,000 uninsured in our area, but there's about 800,000 across the state of Maryland, and with about a little over 300 navigators for the entire state.
So let's go through what's the website?
MarylandHealthConnection.gov.
That was the one that was not hijacked, but the company kind of used your name and they had to stop. So this is make sure you have the right one.
Yes, MarylandHealthConnection.gov.
Getting better and better each day.
The whole word, Maryland.
Yes, all one word.
All spelled out.
Maryland Health Connection, HealthConnections.org. That'll be on our website.
.gov.
Excuse me. Let me put that right that I wrote. MarylandHealthConnections.gov. That'll be on our website along with the two numbers. The Healthcare Access Maryland number is 877-223-5201. Additionally, the other number is 855-642-8572.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And all that will be on our website, and we will – is there another caller come in really quick we can take who needs help? No? Yes? Okay. No, I thought there was another caller. Okay. So we will come back to this again in the coming weeks and months to get your questions answered. You can stay in touch with us as well, and we'll help you wind your way through this healthcare access here in the state of Maryland. I want to thank our guests who are with us here today, Kathy Westcoat, who is President and CEO of Healthcare Access Maryland. Good to have you in the studio. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Lauren Honeycutt, navigator with the Healthcare Access Program. You may be talking to her when you call one of these telephone numbers. She helps enroll people in the new healthcare system. Good luck, Lauren.
Thank you.
And I hope you can get home and have your weekends off.
No.
Doubt it.
You just tell me she's working all weekend. I felt kind of badly.
No, don't feel bad. Actually, last weekend getting to be out in the community was so successful and so rewarding.
Good.
So I don't mind.
That's great.
Prime time.
Matthew Celentano is Deputy Director of Healthcare for All. Matthew, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, we're going to take a brief break. And when we come back, we're going to meet the folks from Fusion who are doing amazing things in this community. And you'll hear about that when we come back. We're going to go out with one of my favorite songs, what introduced me to Oscar Brown Jr. many, many years ago as a very young human being. Signifying Monkey, stay up in your tree. We'll be right back.
Going around talking, I'm sorry to say about your mama in a scandalous way. Yes, he's talking about your
your mama and your grandma too. And he don't show too much respect for you. Now, you weren't chair, and I sure am glad, 'cause what he said about your mama made me mad.